It seemed the night would never end. Huddled in the dark like fugitives, their master and teacher cold in the ground, his disciples waited for the inevitable. Men who once boldly dreamed of sharing in God's coming kingdom now cowered from the might of Rome. Startled by every footstep on the streets outside, trembling, waiting for the creak of leather, the clank of armor from the shadows. The men who had followed Jesus in his victories, now terrified they would have to follow him in his defeat, that they would be forced by angry hands to take up his cross indeed and follow him to Calvary. It wasn't a courageous band of storm-hardened fishermen or zealots that finally crept from hiding that Sunday morning in the pre-dawn gloom to visit the tomb of their fallen Savior. No, it was a trio of women, eyes red from tears and cloaks pulled tight against the cold, come to say their final farewells to Jesus and anoint his body for burial. But his body was nowhere to be found. The stone had been rolled away. The tomb was empty. The messengers in white bore unexpected news, too miraculous to grasp. "Why do you seek the living among the dead?" they asked. "Jesus of Nazareth is not here, but is risen."
Rejoice, the tomb is empty. Rejoice, for death is conquered. Alive, Christ alive. Lift your voice and tell his story. Lift your voice and shout his glory. Alive, Christ alive. Foretold by the prophets and seen by his friends, the sounds of salvation are heard to the ends of the earth.
Impossibly, but undeniably alive. The stone that the builders had rejected. The rose of Sharon crushed underfoot. The Lamb of God stretched out on the rough wood of a cross and pierced for our transgressions. Now alive. It was the moment all of creation had been awaiting since that fateful moment in Eden. The defining instant of all time, when our King stepped whole and victorious from the grave, thus breaking death's curse over all mankind. Redeemed. Bought back from darkness. Sin's grim debt paid in full by the highest price imaginable, in the precious currency of God's own shed blood. And in the light of that sacrifice, in the bright dawn of that new day, all of creation bent its knee and raised its voice in awestruck praise. promised day from God's promised deliverer. His people, who had thrown palm branches in his path and lifted their songs of Hosanna, who had shouted out in confused anger for his crucifixion. Israel, who had borne the mockery of the ages, the laughter of unbelievers, who had said their faith was in vain. Eating the bitter herbs of the Passover meal and remembering the cruel bondage of their ancestors, the yoke of slavery they still carried to the taskmaster of sin. Through the darkened centuries, clinging to the prophecies of a Savior with a threadbare but persistent hope. And now, suddenly, a glimmer of light. The lost and wayward sheep of Israel, scattered in the wilderness of sin for so long, and now hearing once more the clear, strong voice of their shepherd, the Messiah.
On the night
before our Savior's death, he spoke of the suffering that was to come. He took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you." Broken, spilled out. The way his precious body would be broken, his blood spilled on the altar of sacrifice. The way our own lives must be broken and poured out as alabaster vessels at his feet, if we are to follow in his footsteps. Laying our old lives at the base of his cross and accepting his priceless gift of forgiveness.
As I hold your broken body and drink your bitter cup, help me realize the depth of your redeeming love. If there is anything in me, any sin at all, forgive.
He met us at the point of our need, like lost children crying for the arms of our Father. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities.
For me. sacred hand.
As the sun rose that Sunday morning, it dispelled the darkness and shadows of an age, casting its light on a new day, a new world, a new creation. Out of the long tunnel of failure and misery, we came blinking into a bright new future, finding strength to stand at last on once weakened limbs, rising to walk in newness of life, where once we groped as men without hope. That morning's new dawn awoke us from slumber and brought us into the waking light of grace. And like prisoners set free from the dark-chained misery of sin's dungeon, we lifted our hands in dumbstruck adoration, in helpless celebration of His eternal light. Our final sacrifice. After centuries of spilling the blood of lambs on his altar, merely pushing forward the burden of guilt for one more year, at last the debt of sin was paid in full. No more do we have to bow our backs beneath the crushing weight of sin's curse. Weary and heavy laden, we can now come to him whose yoke is easy and whose burden is light. Casting fear and anxiety upon him, laying our burdens at the feet of the one who promises to give us rest, laying everything at his mercy seat. And so we share in the communion of his death, dying with him, laying our old lives on his altar to be buried with him and raised with him, that we may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable to his death, remembering with each breath the one who breathed his spirit into us, remembering each lash of the whip that bit into his perfect skin, each blow of the hammer that pinned him to that cross, each drop of blood shed for our freedom. We break this bread. We drink of this cup. We live our lives in remembrance of him.
Take this bread, as I drink this cup, I remember, as I take my place at this altar now, I remember,
We are his people, the sheep of his pasture, made in his image and brought back from the dead by the shed blood of his Son, raised to walk in newness of life, vessels of holiness, poured out for his glory and filled by his Spirit, living sacrifices laid at the altar of the one true God. We are your people, Lord, unspeakably grateful for the gift of your Son, and offering our lives to you in thanksgiving. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. And it all belongs to you.
Majesty of your domain, and God.